Manifested Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
We've got a drive moment, which is very interesting. Some things are believable, some others are not. Apparently, what's a friendship marriage? It's a legal union between two people who prioritize platonic relationship over romantic or sexual intimacy. Now, here's the interesting part. These couples share a life based on mutual respect, really. Expenses, values, yeah, emotional support, stability.
Okay,
I'm done.
Would you not marry for convenience?
Yeah, a lot of people marry for convenience.
Yeah, so
some people don't marry you not because they love you, they love who you are.
Mm. Yeah. They love what you bring to the table.
Yes.
So this is like that.
We basically use each other.
Absolutely. It's so, like that. In life, we use each
hold
other.
On, yeah. Hold on. Would you marry your friend because of benefits?
I would marry my friend if it made sense for our future. There's friends that I had in the past that we made a pact that if we reach a certain age and we are not involved, we will actually get married.
People in Japan are now marrying their friends over romantic partners. Young Japanese people are now engaging in legal unions called friendship marriages. These marriages center around companionship rather than romance or sex. They provide practical benefits such as tax breaks, societal acceptance, and the ability to live together or apart and pursue outside relationships. Couples will openly discuss living arrangements, finances, and even fridge space before tying the knot to ensure compatibility. Japan's first friendship marriage agency, called Colorus, has facilitated around 500 marriages since 2015, with some even raising children. The agency reports around 1.24 million people are possible candidates for such an arrangement. The average participant is 32.5 years old, well-educated, and financially stable. Around 70% of friendship marriages aim to have children.
All right, first of all, I will never marry any of my friends because one bapro. Start there. None of my friends will even qualify you to get married with me.
Yeah.
I'm talking about female friends.
Yes.
Yes.
So all your female friends are broke.
Yes.
Okay.
And about three. Yeah. I have only three female friends where I say these are my real.
They are broke.
They are
listening.
Balitamini, broke. Would you marry any of your friends, Erican?
Never.
No, why?
They're just as broke. I'm not going to name them. Hey, I'll get into trouble. But I know in Japan, abafunishi man. That's why they're encouraging people to get married. Because there are benefits as well.
I mean, those tax breaks and whatever. Yeah. And it's also the thing already. Their love is not happening.
Yep.
But you want a family. You want a unit. I think it's a great
And they
idea.
Have a very old population as well. Mm. They're looking for them. Abavi invest in Japan. Paso
wonu
mleilo.
Wow.
Renato voice not.
Never. My friend, I put Jesus cooking again. But where's my room? I could not name you. I have only been to say, Kuranisa, get shot, which maybe you married and finance. Yeah, shape is about top and 80% of corn. Jane, like life, kissy, family wise. Oh, no. No. They're good to be a father figure. They are very good. Hey. Never.
So looking at all your friends right now, looking at your real friends, would you marry any of them? That's the question.
But this is scary. What kind of friends are we keeping? That we would be unable to raise kids with them. We would be unable to form companionships with them.
No.
They are not there to, you know, increase us or be part of
us. No. There's a part that they are there for. That's right. So communicate, we'll advise each other, we'll build each other, motivate, and see back then. But well, never.
Because, dude, you know so much about your friend. There is so much that you know about your
friend.
You know
friend. How clumsy they are.
You know the secret that even their family members don't even know. They share some of their secrets with you.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't that the purest form of love?
No.
Loving them in spite of their dirt and their shortcomings?
No.
Nah.
No.
Wow.
Shortcomings is the worst.
With me, there's one. There's definitely one I can marry. Like Exen. Lalela early in the morning while the birds are tuk-tuk-tuk-tuk-tuk. I would marry the rest of me. I'm going to slag it.
I would definitely marry my friends. Especially most of us are single parents, so we could bring our kids together. In South Africa, two-income households go very far. The affordability spectrum will increase drastically. Housing, our quality of life, the international holidays our kids would have. So definitely, I think we're looking at it from a sexual perspective. However, if you eliminate the sexual perspective and just marry for a better quality of life, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Now, guys, I would marry my male friends anytime.
How
anytime.
Many?
Yeah, they're so focused. Those guys that when you spend time now, you learn a lot from them. Now, I will marry them anytime.
Nah, I wouldn't mind to marry my friend, guys. Yo, gata, baby de baba njeki rapela kya barapedisa. Wow, gamunyala.
You know, your topic just reminded me what I always say about opposite sex friendships. So these comments of these people that are saying, yes, we can do this with our friends, they are just saying they are just friend-zoning people until the timing is right. There is no such thing as that we are friends. You are just waiting for the moment, so either side you can attack, be it lady to guy or guy to lady. Oh, what, guys? That's why I always say opposite sex friendships, they can never be platonic. But platonic. I refuse. This just proved to me.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.